Hello, this is Pete Jones, and you are listening to the Dragons Are Real podcast. This is episode 108, Advanced 5e, Trials and Treasures. But before we get onto the main topic, just a quick shout out. Evil Genius Productions are doing a new 5e RPG for the modern world based on the D20 modern system called Everyday Heroes. I've covered information about that on my blog, so check that out at dragonsareal.substack.com. Everyday Heroes is in development and is coming out later this year on Kickstarter, so check that post out if you want more information. So let's get on to the main subject. Level Up Advanced 5th Edition, Trials and Treasures. This is the GM guide and is the final of the three books I've covered. If you want to see or listen to the previous two books, then check out the previous episodes. So what have we got in the Trials and Treasures? So we've got the introduction, there's game mastery troubleshooting, world building, encounter design, exploration, exploration challenges, maladies, adventuring rewards, enchanted gear, appendices, and an index. So it starts off with a four-page introduction, and this is designed for newcomers getting into RPGs and gives them some basic information about how to run the game, the GM, and this is called the narrator, the dice rolling mechanics, and those sorts of things to get you up and running. Which takes us on to chapter one, which is the game's mastery troubleshooting. So this covers a variety of information, like the type of players you may get in your game. So for example, the character enthusiast, the combat enthusiast, and it sort of describes each of the players and what they like to do in the game and the problems they are likely to cause and how you may address that. We have potential conflicts, some things that can cause problems in your game, and some problem behaviours from your players and how to deal with them. Then we have some safety tools. So these are things such as like a session zero with your players, having an open door policy where people can come and go, using lines and veils, which is your hard boundaries and your soft boundaries, the X card and script change. So for those new to RPGs, there's some great information in there. And then we get on to chapter two, which is world building. And this is all about creating a campaign, what the premise is, the plot, the act structure, etc., etc. And it looks at the different approaches you can do to create the campaign, whether it be the GM leading it or it's collaborative with your players. There's also cover of the planes, the elemental, moral, material and mirror planes, if you want to do planes to your game as well. And there is no setting for A5E. This is all designed to help you either plug in a campaign or create your own campaign. Chapter 3 is encounter design, and this covers such things as exploration, social combat, challenge ratings, combat encounter difficulties, and those sorts of things. There is a challenge rating table, which gives you the challenge rating with the experience points. There's how to do combat encounter difficulty. And there's a number of combat encounters for you to plug into your game, how to calculate the CR of the monsters versus the level of your players, comparing those and what is an easy task for them, a medium matchup, or what's going to be a hard. So there's lots of information there on how to calculate how deadly this game or this encounter is going to be for your players versus the creatures or NPCs you want to include with it. There is a nice encounter table which gives you your character levels across the top, and then down the left hand side it gives you the CR for the monsters and for each number of adventurers what sort of level you're looking at for combat rating, for an easy battle, a hard battle and a deadly battle, and so on. So plenty of tools there for you to calculate your encounters. It introduces elite monsters, and these are variants of another monster. So they tend to be twice the hit points of a normal monster. It deals 50% more damage, and basically it's equivalent of two monsters of the same challenge rating. There's also legendary monsters introduced, and basically legendary monsters have three legendary actions and some possible extra bonus actions. Some good advice on those, how to introduce those to your game to change it up a bit. Then we go to encounter types, and there's a list of encounter types with some encounter complications, and it shows you how to use natural elements in your encounter. So we've got things like the cold, acid, brown mold, stuff like that, and how it increases the challenge rating. So some nice stuff there to bring into your game. So for example, if you want to bring a crowd into your game, it's a throng of humanoids, which becomes difficult terrain. And in addition, making attacks in the crowd risk collateral damage on the rest of the throng. So when a creature attacks from another crowd, on a miss by 10 or more, the attack hits a crowd member, and then the creature makes a deception, intimidation, or persuasion check to convince the crowd not to attack it. So some nice little variants that you can bring into your encounters to change things up a bit. Chapter 4 is into exploration, and this is a big chapter, and this introduces their new journey mechanics. So the journey, it works like this. You look up the world map, and the narrator determines which regions the adventurers are traveling through. And for each region that they are traveling through, they determine the travel distance in that region, the pace, and the resultant travel time. And then in each region, they work out the DC and rolls a 1d20 to determine the weather for that region. Each adventurer then selects one or more journey activities and makes some relevant checks. And then the narrator rolls for one or more encounters using the appropriate tier table for that region. Then we determine supply usage and apply fatigue if necessary. And you keep doing that for each region they are passing through before you arrive at your destination. So what is supply, you ask? Well, basically, supply is an abstract way for dealing with supplies on the journey. And basically, one supply sustains one medium creature with enough food or water for one day. When it comes to the region traits and DCs, then it gives you examples of how to do this. Each region is split into a tier from tier 0 to tier 4. Each adventure selects an activity, and these activities are things like befriend an animal, where you get an animal to help them, and if this animal is helping you, it may warn you of danger. Cook, where you can provide food on a journey, or something like a chronicle, which just discovers something about a region that may help you. So each activity may allow you to get some extra resources. And the DC check for each of these activities is based on the region's tier, and each activity decides the skills to use. And you get results from a critical failure, success, up to critical success. And it gives you a result for each of these, and it tells you what happens on with the activity you are doing. And then the narrator rolls for encounters on the region's tier table. And there are a host of regions that are in this book, and each region has some tables for the five tiers. And there are things like the Blasted Badlands, Shirelands, Deserts, Feywoods, and it gives you the encounters that may happen in each of these tiers of these areas. So lots of information on the provided regions. But not only does that, it goes on to give you some rules for creating your own regions with step-by-step instructions how to do this. So all great stuff for the GM. There are tables for social encounters, and this is good. So this gives you some random social encounters, some random NPC heritages and names, so all stuff to help the GM. We've got tables for travel scenery, so you can roll for travel scenery to give you some ideas if the old grey matter is seizing up. So that takes us on to exploration challenges. And in Level Up, they said that the journey can be important as the destination. So this chapter includes several exploration challenges. Again, this is divided into tiers, and each challenge has results from a critical failure, success, and critical success. So there are a list of challenges that can be dealt with, and they can either be dealt with by group checks, or they can be by individual checks. And each of these challenges has a tier, a challenge rating, two DC numbers, one if it's an individual check, and two if it's a group check. And if you recall, a group check in 5e is if half or more of the PC succeed, then the whole group succeeds. The challenges also describe the area and the time taken, a description of the problem, and some possible solutions. Of course, there are rules for creating your own exploration challenges with a step-by-step guide. Chapter 6 is maladies, and these are things maladies that you can add to your games. So they are things like diseases, poisons, etc., etc. Again, these are divided into are categorized into tiers from tier 0 up to tier 4, and there's a whole slew of sample diseases that you can add to your game. Things like Delver's Lung. Delver's Lung is caused by inhaling the spores of mold that often infest dungeons and other subterranean spaces. Through Pernicious, Delver's Lung is rarely fatal. And there's mechanics on how Delver's Lung affects the adventurers. As I said, there's poisons, and each of these has samples, a cost, and a rarity if you want to include those in your game. Chapter 7 is Adventuring Rewards. And these are different rewards you can give to your adventuring party, which is obviously your experience points in your normal 5e with the experience points table, but it does add some extra stuff. And how to deal with absent characters if a character isn't there because real life events mean the player's not there. Setting objectives, giving out treasure, and there's things like treasure tables by level with some ideas. There's valuables, and there's lots of tables here to help the GM with this. Magic item tables for your rings, your potions, and there's lots of pages of those for magic items. So from plus one ammunition to different spell scrolls. So lots of good stuff there for the GMs. Then we come to boons and discoveries. And this is a different way for narrators to reward the party. This way the party gains a boon or discovery, and there's a table here to what boon you can have from animals to roots to herbs and medicines. These can be monetary effects, but often boost the effectiveness of activities on journeys. Then that takes us up to Chapter 8, which is Enchanted Gear. All this enchanted gear has are categorised. They have a rarity, a cost, and attunement. And it covers such things as wearing and wielding magic items, how to activate them, and a list of items. And this is a large list of items. And there's absolute pages and pages of these magic items. In fact, there's 140 pages of these lovely magic items, including rules how to craft magic items and how to create your own new magic items. So this is really good stuff for those GMs that are looking for inspiration for some different items to add to the game. And this takes us onto Appendix A's conditions. This is a list of conditions that the PCs or the monsters may have. Your standard 5e conditions together with some new ones that have been added for Advanced 5e. One such one that's been added is Bloodied, which is, I think, from the old 4th edition, where a creature is bloodied when reduced to half hit points or less. There's conditions like Confused, where a creature can't take reactions. Rattled, where you kind of benefit from expertise dice, and then onto some track conditions. So this is when it explains fatigue and strife, which are your replaces for exhaustion, and I did mention this in the player's guide review. You go on to mental stress as well, long-term and short-term mental stress effects. And it ends up with Appendix B, which is a compatibility, which is the same compatibility guide that was the back of the player's handbook using 5e with Advanced 5e and vice versa. So that takes us through the Trials and Treasures book, the GM's book. I think it's a solid GM book. It does enough different to be useful from the GM guide for 5e. The beauty of it is you can use parts. If you don't want to use the Advanced 5e game, you can plug lots of bits in from your normal 5e game. And it's very modular, so you can pinch a couple of magic items. You can use some of the conditions if you want in your game. You can bring in the journey rules if you haven't got journey rules of your own. So it's very modular, and there's lots of bits you can port into your own game if you're not going to go wholly with Advanced 5e. So some really good options in there, and some good inspiration, some tables to help you run any 5th edition game. So if you want any more information, don't forget, you could always check out the website at petejones.neocities.org. If you want to check out the blog, that's dragonsarereal.substack.com. The itch page is dragonsarereal.itch.io. And failing all that, if you want to email me, the email address is dragonsarerealpodcast@pm.me. That's all. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you all on the flip side.